Welcome to Daybreak Devotionals. This is Pam Cumby in New Boston, Texas. Have you made plans for Easter? Already have the menu planned? Ready to color those eggs for the Easter egg hunt? What would you do if God changed your plan? Are you flexible, ready to travel wherever God sends you? In Acts 16:9, we learn about how Paul had a vision of a man from Macedonia. In the vision, the man was standing and begging and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had the vision, his missionary team got ready and left at once for Macedonia. They concluded that God had called them to preach the gospel there. Paul originally had plans to go to Asia, but God gave him new plans, and he wasted no time and headed off to Macedonia and spent time preaching in Philippi, Thessalonica, and Berea. I love what happened in Philippi, where Lydia lived. She heard the gospel thanks to Paul's visit. In Acts 16:13, it says, "Paul and his team of preachers went outside the city gate to the river, where they expected to find a place of prayer. They sat down and began to speak to those who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia." The verses say she was a worshiper of God, but she was not yet a believer in Christ. So the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message, and she and her household were baptized, and she invited them to her home. She said, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come, stay with me." Lydia is mentioned in only two short passages, but she was important to God. So important, the Lord changed Paul's travels to include a stop in her town. So again, what are you doing this Easter? Are your plans set in stone that even God cannot change them? Or are you open to His call on your heart so you can reach others for Jesus? One year, my plans to recite The Legend of the Dogwood, a poem, in the morning service got interrupted because, well, my father-in-law passed away early that morning. I remember sitting in my car leaving church to go to the hospital. I had a dogwood branch with pretty blooms with me, as I had planned to hold it during my part of the morning service. The petals soon wilted from the heat. The East Texas humidity tends to wilt a lot of things. I was glad, though, that my husband had decided to go to the hospital to see his father at sunrise. They were together those last few hours. The year, 1982. As I gripped the steering wheel and pulled my car into the parking lot at the hospital, I looked at the wilted blooms next to me. This was not how our Easter was supposed to go. We were not expecting a death on Easter. I turned off the engine and put my head on the steering wheel. Overwhelmed with the reality of the moment, I glanced at the dried-up flowers in the seat again. I whispered, "Why, God? Why today? Why did He have to die today?" Through my sobs, I prayed for strength and opened the car door. Then I saw it. It was like the vision Paul had had when God sent him to Macedonia. God sent me a reminder of His love. A tower of beauty and strength grabbed my attention. It stood right in front of my car. The dogwood tree shadowed the landscape, and the perfectly formed branches were wrapped in blooms from top to bottom. The meadow of life towered over me, and Christ's love blossomed in my heart. A peace rained down from heaven as I realized God had suddenly draped my day with His grace. His arms branched out with unfailing love. I knew the Lord would guide me in comforting my husband. Since life with Jesus never ends and only blossoms into eternal life, I was confident my father-in-law was in the presence of God. Walking into the hospital, I carried a fresh blossom from that beautiful tree, and moments later, I embraced my husband. I placed the flowers in his lap and recited a few lines from my poem. The petal, marked in brown, the blossom's center wears a thorny crown. All who see it will remember me. When I look back to the year when my father-in-law passed away, I can't imagine a better day for him to meet his Savior. Besides, he joined God in heaven on the biggest celebration day of the year, the one where we remember that Jesus rose from the tomb. Yes, someday we'll see my father-in-law again. We'll see Lydia, too, and Paul with his missionary friends. We will meet up with everyone who has a story of how God changed their plans, of how He opened their heart and came inside with love and hope. So this Easter, leave room for God to change your plans. It just might change your life. This is Pam Cumpy coming to you from New Boston, Texas.